I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And we have the podcast Office Ladies. Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories and lots of laughs.
Follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Whiskey, whiskey, get me drunk. Hit me like some kind of drug. Fix me for the night.
And that guy, Graham Barham, going to be headlining Summer Sounds this Saturday. And really, one of the reasons Summer Sounds exists is in studio right now. It's Miss Brax from TB One Fund. Welcome, sweetie. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thanks. Now, you started this whole TB One Fund and everything. Now, you're like, what, 27, 28 years old? How old are you now?
I'm 16.
16? What in goodness? All right. So you've started this. You're like changing the world, which is super cool. I want to talk about Summer Sounds. But first, tell us a little bit about TB One Fund and kind of what is it and how did it come about?
TB One Fund is my foundation. I started in September of 2019. And I started it because in January, I was diagnosed with leukemia. Dang. And when I would be in the hospital, I would like walk the halls and just see kids that didn't have what I had. And like I would always have my parents with me. I would always have an iPad or like toys or something to keep me busy. And I saw a lot of kids were not fortunate enough to have that. And it sounds weird, but I actually felt kind of lucky in that moment. So I decided I wanted to try to change that. So we started our foundation to give day brighteners to patients and their families at Masonic Children's Hospital. And it's expanded into something we never really thought would it would get this big.
Incredible. I am so proud to have you as our first ever small town big deal here with the Wolf, sweetie. That is awesome. And so at basically, what is that then? 9 years old, 10 years old, you started
nine
this
years
thing?
Old, yeah.
Wow. Okay. So to have the under, first of all, and what you've gone through and everything, and are you still, what is your battle right now? Are you, I guess, would you call it like in remission, or you look great, you look awesome and everything? How are things going?
Yeah. Right now I'm in remission. I just faced leukemia for the third time. And I had a new treatment this time. It's a cellular therapy called CAR-T. And so far, it's working and I'm doing great.
Dang, can we fire up the Wolf House sounder? Let's go. Where are we at? Let's go. Come on, Wolf House all day long. Oh, man, I got the chills just thinking about that. So you, I mean, wow, what you've done this thing. You've battled now three times in remission, which we love that, by the way. That's awesome. But going back to this, like having this understanding at 9 or 10 years old, that maybe you had, that you were fortunate and that you had this level of gratitude and appreciation for the people around you. And then to recognize that others didn't have that's unbelievable. So I want to just let you know that is such a great, as like a dad myself to a little daughter, like I can't imagine if she has that kind of empathy. So that is super cool. Now, what kind of day brighteners have you done for people? Can you talk about some of those?
Yeah, we've done a lot of things. We do a toy drive every year where we donate a bunch of toys into the hospital. And we also have a lot of hospitality days where we have like food trucks and music and giveaways. And it's a place where, like, patients can come down to the lobby and just have a fun time.
Cool. And it's always at Masonic Children's Hospital, right?
Yeah, always at Masonic.
That's cool. And Masonic does such a great job. We've done a lot of stuff with them with the Wolf, and shout out to the folks there. And just for you to be able to, like, connect with them in that community, do you feel, Brax, that, like, when you're part of this children's cancer community, I guess I'll say, like, mm-hmm. do you find that there's like a level of, I don't know, strength and togetherness that, you know, hey, I'm not alone in my journey, I guess. Does that make sense?
Yeah, definitely. I've met like a lot of patients and their families through Masonic and through TB One Fund, and they've become really close friends of mine. And if I never would have had leukemia, I never would have met some of my closest friends.
Yeah.
So,
wow.
Which is crazy. So.
Yeah. It's, well, it's, yeah, it's, but it's like, that's no different than if you are involved in, you know, a sport or whatever. It's like, hey, you meet people through that. It's just, you just happen to meet people through, you know, I mean, it's different circumstances, obviously.
Not necessarily the way I wanted to meet people.
Yeah, it's like, I wish we weren't friends, or I wish we, it's like when you meet a police officer. It's like, I really want to know you under regular circumstances, right? That's, oh my gosh. We're talking with Brax here from TB1 Fund. So let's talk Summer Sounds, right? Like, obviously you have this big concert that you do every year. You got Graham Barham, who's super cool. Chase Beckham, super fun, talented. And then there's like a lot of, I was there last year. There's a lot of like families there too. So it's not maybe a typical like just quote unquote party concert. Do you feel like that was what by design when you came up with Summer Sounds?
Yeah, definitely. It's a fundraising event, but it's like super fun. It's not like a normal gala or something where you just like sit and listen to people talk about stuff. You get to listen to fun live music.
You're like, look, I'm 16 years old. I gotta do something cooler than just sitting at a gala. You know what I mean?
It's really fun, and it gets people to like interact with the crowd, and like you get to like eat good food from food trucks and listen to country music. So it's a perfect way to spend your weekend in the summer.
I love it. And Willow Tree Winery there in Ham Lake, it's kind of neat because I feel like a lot of concerts, you know, maybe the grounds aren't as like quote unquote picturesque, whereas in this situation, it's grassy. It's, you know, it's very like backyard. Like, would you say that? It's almost like, hey, we're having a party in my backyard, which, you know.
Yeah, it's super fun and super pretty.
I love it. Willow Tree Winery is the location, Ham Lake. Again, Summer Sounds, man, it's this Saturday. Come check it out. Wolf will be out there. We'll be hanging out with Brax and your crew. So are you're going to be, what, a junior this year?
Yeah.
Awesome. Are you already looking forward to, like, plans? Like, are you going to be a nurse or, like, a doctor for Masonic in the future? Or what are you kind of doing? What do you kind of have plans for life?
Yeah, that definitely interests me. I want to do something in the medical field, and I want to go to school at the Gophers.
Unbelievable. Hey, do you know I'm a Badger, by the way? Yeah. I probably shouldn't say that. It might end the interview right now, huh?
Yeah, maybe.
No, that's great. What a cool thing. You're going to be an awesome Golden Gopher in the future. And to be honest, Brax, whatever you end up doing and wherever you end up going, that is incredible. Your legacy and your path that you're leading behind you is awesome, and we love that. Is it tb1fund.org to get more information?
Yeah.
Cool. TB1 Fund, you guys, I'm checking this out right now. All sorts of day brighteners for kids. If you're a part of it, if you want to get involved, check that out. And again, we'll be at Summer Sounds this Saturday, Willow Tree Winery in Ham Lake, hanging out with Brax and all the cool kids.
Yeah.
Hey, if Uncle PT comes over and tries to be hip and cool, what is the show, the message you're going to give to me to say, PT, get out of here with me and my friends? Would you like do some kind of a sign, or is there a code word we should come up with? Are we good?
Yeah, maybe we have to figure that out.
Yeah, my daughter just kind of gets, I know this is radio, my daughter kind of gives me one of these eye rolls and then hits her forehead. She's only 5, and she already goes, Dad, like this. So is that cool? All right. Anyway, hey, Brax, you are special. You're awesome. Your legacy is amazing, and we can't wait to see what you do in the future, okay?
Thank you.
Brax, TB1 Fund, TB1Fund.org. We'll see you this Saturday, Summer Sounds, MN, and let's have a great time. Thanks, Brax.
Yep.
Hey, it's Jen Hatmaker. Here's what I've learned in midlife. Joy isn't the reward you earn after all the work is done. Joy is the work. That's what this new series on For the Love is all about. The sacred, yes. It's choosing delight, rest, and pleasure on purpose. Because saying yes to yourself, that's the thing that finally lets you fill your table with everybody else. Come find your sacred yes with me. Follow and listen to For the Love wherever you get your podcasts.